State. I still feel like Wiseman is going to be really good. I don't know if that's the right team for him. I defended the pick for months and months, but now I look at that and I'm like, it just would have been more fun if LaMelo went to the Warriors with the team they have, especially with the small ball version of what they have.
God, it would have been amazing. It would have been. And, you know, he's the runaway rookie of the year. And with all due respect to Anthony Edwards, who's had a nice year, but if you look at the advanced metrics, it's not even close. And, you know, the big challenge of voting all these awards this year is games missed, right? How many is too many? And LaMelo Ball, to me, and I was using this comparison because we were talking about Jokic and Embiid with somebody, with the GM the other day. And, you know, Embiid missed 20 games, and Jokic has played in every game and played exceptionally well in every game. And the reason that matters so much is because it was close, right? Those two were close. It's not close between LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards, except for the games missed. And so now that he's back and playing, I'm sorry. You're like, nope, I got, you know, this is LaMelo's all the way.
Well, he got up to 48. I think he'll get to 50 by the end of the season, which is where you need to be. I think where it gets tougher, and I'm sure you're trying to figure out your balance.
I've been doing it all day, all day.
The LeBron one is really tough now.
That's the hardest one. Yeah,
he missed a few more games there for what they said was he re-injured his ankle.
You don't think so?
Leave it. I'm gonna lay off that one. Okay. But LeBron's only played 43 games.
I know. So I've got him.
That's even if he comes back for the last two, he's at 45. That's a lot. He's missed more than a third of the season. And when we have this as many all NBA guys as we have, I want to get to that a little bit later. I want to do the MJ thing really fast with you, Charlotte thing. He's such a competitive guy. The most competitive basketball player we've ever had other than Russell. Those are the two. They're in the all-time pantheon of the ruthless, cutthroat. All they wanted, all they cared about was winning.
Kobe's third. Go ahead.
And he becomes an owner and he's just not successful at it for years and years and years and years. You know him a little bit. How much did it bug him? How can you be that competitive but then not be successful for like over a decade at something?
Well, because I think it's so when you're talking about being competitive on the basketball court, he can control every single thing that he needs to control to fix it. That's not true here. You've got the economics of the league. And as wealthy as Michael Jordan is, you know how wealthy these other guys are. It's different. It's different. And Charlotte's a small market team. And I think he came to grips with the reality of that very quickly. And so there are constraints on him. They aren't as simple as let me just go in the gym and practice my fall away. Let me increase my shooting to 3-point range. It's not that simple. It's not like you can outwork people in this situation. So I think that's one thing. I think all of these older players that get involved in the front office, they have to tweak their way of thinking, just like we do as journalists, right? Because we're old. I guess we're kind of old-time journalists now. Do we agree? Yeah. We're in the OG category. So you have to, because you have all these new metrics available to you, you can't just say, I don't believe in that stuff like Barkley does, you know? You got to dive into it and decide, okay, yes, this matters. How much does my eye test still matter? Some of it does. And I think there's a learning curve there. And I think Michael's probably gone through a learning curve, just like everybody else that got involved. I remember Bird talking about all the way back when he was with the Pacers. And, you know, analytics, people think analytics just started 15 years ago. I mean, they've existed forever in a more rudimentary form, in a more, you know,